AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators in Minnesota say they can't access evidence after a fatal ICE shooting, and the FBI won't work jointly on an investigation. A woman was shot and killed by an ICE officer. Governor Tim Walz says the people of his state are meeting the moment.
Push out false narratives to slander or defame Renee Good. Minnesotans will tell her life story. Minnesotans will be there to defend her honor and see this as a human being, not a moment in time or the callous casualness that I've watched some people on TV gloss over what they saw.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Renee Good's death is a disgrace.
Blood is clearly on the hands of those individuals within the administration who've been pushing an extreme policy that has nothing to do with immigration enforcement connected to removing violent felons from this country.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is defending the agent who shot Good.
He's an experienced officer that has served a number of years, and we recognize that he acted according to his training, and we have expect that all the policies and procedures of review will be exactly that he acted appropriately.
State and local officials are demanding the immigration agents leave Minnesota. The Senate has advanced a war powers resolution to limit further attacks on Venezuela and sets up a vote on a final passage. This is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Senate must assert the authority given to it in the Constitution on matters of war and peace. And we must send Donald Trump a clear message on behalf of the American people, no more endless wars.
Protests have erupted in Iran's capital, Tehran, following a call by an exiled crown prince for mass demonstrations. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. You might want to be an early bird when filing your taxes. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
As the IRS faces challenges following a 26% reduction in its workforce and significant tax law challenges on the horizon, some analysts are warning that it could be a rocky year this year when filing your taxes. Experts routinely suggest that it's best to be an early bird, if you can, when it comes to filing your taxes. The IRS will start accepting tax returns for 2025 on January 26th. This filing season, the IRS must implement major provisions from President Donald Trump and the Congressional Republicans' tax plan, requiring the IRS to update tax forms, likely leading to more questions from taxpayers. The filing deadline is April 15th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Ole Miss in Miami will play for a spot in the FBS National Championship game at the Fiesta Bowl near Phoenix. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.